But the weather is turning better, and the construction is always exciting to talk about because it's you drive by and you drive by, and it keeps on just growing and growing every day.
It does. It does. It's totally awesome. And actually, the weather right now isn't affecting us too much because they're doing a lot of the stuff on the inside. So, boy, it's coming along just great. You know, one of the greatest, the coolest piece of the building for me, outside of, you know, the places where students will be able to learn and hang out with each other and be students and all of that, is some really cool limestone work around our, there's a central stairway, and it's being completed now. It'll be probably done tomorrow, and it is stunning. You walk in there and just go, wow. So I encourage listeners, if they want to come out and take a tour, call us. We'd love to show you around, and we're really rocking and rolling on the building, and it's over 55% complete.
Let's get to your schedule just so no one is confused. We know that spring break is next week for a lot of folks, and you jump right into that. True or false?
True. Fact. We are also on spring break, and that's for classes that meet in person, face-to-face. But many people know that we offer a large list of online classes. And so our online classes actually start on Monday. That's because we have a calendar that relates to the entire college statewide, you know, because we're a statewide community college.
Right.
So those classes start on Monday, but...
And the internet doesn't know when spring break starts or ends.
That's right. You can be on a beach in Florida.
Right. Do you work there, sitting by the pool? That's right.
Hanging out and doing your thing. So
mobile learning, it's not going anywhere. We better embrace this change, right?
That's right. Either get on the bus or off.
That's exactly right. So second week courses start, the internet courses start on Monday. And then the second semester started the second 8 weeks started this week. Is that true?
Okay. That's right.
Excellent.
So there's going to be a test at the end of this radio show, and we'll see if everybody got it right.
Where's Cliff? Cliff, bring me your notes. Bring me your notes, Cliff. Our guest is Jenny Vaughn. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. And even though we only have 8 more weeks left, that sounds like, geez, that's not a lot at all. Or some people would be like, man, it's 8 more weeks. You've got plenty of stuff you still have to get into, and there's plenty going on. Number one, we know about the O'Bannon Institute. That's coming up. But you've got the ACE Student of the Year. Tell me more about that.
Oh, my gosh, we are so excited about this. A national organization that many people in higher ed would know about. It's called the American Council on Education. They have named our student, our Bloomington student, the Student of the Year for 2014.
Wow. Nationally? The national award winner?
It's national.
Oh,
and
great.
It's Jeffrey L.J. Gearhart II. On Monday, he's going to, actually over the weekend, he'll be flying out to Washington, D.C. The organization has their annual meeting in D.C. on Monday, and he'll be presented that award at their Monday morning meeting. One of our wonderful staff members, our director of advising, Eliza Erxleben, will be attending with him. And I'm so excited about this. He gets a scholarship. They send him out to D.C. He's never been there. LJ is a manager at McDonald's, and he's been pursuing his degree with us for a while. He'll actually finish that degree this May, but he's along the way has received lots of other different certificates. So, like he'll finish his human resource management certificate, a technical certificate in business. He received dual credit while he was a student in Columbus as a high school student, and it's just amazing. And if I can, real quick again, talk about ACE. They award credit for workforce and military training. So they set the standard for higher ed on how we can award credit for workforce and military training. And this kid won, and we're proud of him.
Wow, that's awesome. So congratulations to Mr. Gearhart on all of that. Now, there are some folks that want to go to spring break for reasons to hang out and get some sun, blow off some steam. And there's some other folks that would like to help those maybe not as fortunate, and Ivy Tech delivers a vehicle to do that.
That's right, and this will be our 8th year through the Center for Civic Engagement. We have 10 students ages 18 to 45, some who have never left the country, and we have one student, and we usually do, who has never been on an airplane. They are going on an alternative spring break trip. They'll leave Sunday. They'll be gone for 8 days, and they're heading to Guatemala. We've been to this site a couple of times. It'll be led by our Executive Director for Civic Engagement, Chelsea Rood Emick, and our Director of Student Life and Sport, and that's Amanda Fronick, and they'll be going helping people that live there in Guatemala, working with their fireplaces and things like that, building stoves for families who cook over open flames indoors without any chimneys. So you can imagine what that's like. So it's something that they're doing, and we're really proud of them, and they wish them luck. They leave on Sunday.
Very nice. So, again, you can get to a nice place, but you got to do a little work to help things out. Now, the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, they've always got stuff going on. And
totally.
Yeah. And it's nonstop. So what's new now?
Well, we want to share with everybody, the Cook Center, the staff there have been working with partners like the Bloomington Economic Development Corporation, City of Bloomington, and, of course, our friends at the Community Foundation here in Bloomington, and they're working on trying to basically grow and create small business in our region. And they wanted us to let you know about a switchboard that they've created in the entrepreneurship ecosystem, and they invite them to check out everybody to the Bloomington Switchboard at www.bloomingtonswitchboard.com. And this is a portal designed to help entrepreneurs connect with business owners. So you don't have to be an entrepreneur to sign up and go to that website to check out.
Yeah, you don't need the secret handshake or password.
Right.
They'll let you in.
Right. If you're a business service provider, an investor, a mentor, anybody, if you want to put your information out there on this website, which is phenomenal, then entrepreneurs and others can look there for services that they might need. So you may not have heard that website. Just call us at Ivy Tech, and we'll get you to the right place.
And the O'Bannon Institute, that's coming up. Sir Bob Geldof will be. That's what, less than 3 weeks away?
Yeah, I know. Oh, well,
it's April,
more.
Right?
Don't give me a heart attack.
I'm not. I just want you to be prepared. I don't want to sneak up on you. You know,
because 4 weeks.
Once you get through spring break, it's next thing you're going to look up, and it's going to be Easter.
That's right.
You're going to be hiding eggs. It's going to be.
I got to dye eggs. I got to hide eggs.
I mean, the bunny will be doing all of these things. But
The O'Bannon Institute is on April 30th. That's with Sir Bob Geldof. That's our fundraising dinner that evening, and then on Friday our panel discussions and our conversation with Shiza Shahid, and she's part of the Malala Fund, the young lady that was shot by the Taliban, and Shiza actually runs the foundation for the Malala Fund, so we're super excited about that.
Excellent, and we will get caught up with you next week. All my other regulars are abandoning ship about spring break. Are you in or out?
I'm in.
You're in? All right, great.
Yeah. Want me to call? I'll call.
Please do. Exactly
okay.
Right. So we'll get ready to go a week from today. And enjoy your weekend. Hopefully the rain doesn't slow you guys down too much, but that, again, inside work can get done as well. Appreciate it, Jenny. We'll talk next week.
All right. We'll see you later. Take care.